At Roush Honda, we're closed on Sundays. Sure, we might miss out on a few sales, but some things in life are more important than selling cars. So Sunday, relax. Then come see us on Monday, and you'll see why.
And at 7:45, 610 WTVN's 45 degrees, this is Bob Connors. Here is Matt Mayer, BuckeyeInstitute.org. Matt, good morning. You sent me some info having to do with an analysis of Senate Bill 5 and OEA's plan to indoctrinate Ohio's kids. Give me an overview of Senate Bill 5. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the punchline on Senate Bill 5 is that we estimate it'll save about $1.3 billion a year across Ohio if implemented, which is a good sizable number. We think there are other important changes that it'll allow to be made, including we think you know, minimize some of the power that the entrenched unions are using down at the state house and at school boards and other places to kind of get what they want.
All right. Well, that's what they do.
That is what they do.
That's what they do. And
as one of their leaders once said, what they care about is more power, and they put that over the kids.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that's what they do. They believe in what they're doing. It apparently is working for them, and they want to keep it going.
Status quo's been good.
Yeah. What about the OEA's plan to indoctrinate Ohio's kids? That's kind of a strong headline there.
Well, yeah. I mean, they sent out this newsletter to their members here in Ohio, and it has, you know, this stuff that is all about indoctrinating our kids in terms of teaching labor movements, where they say teachers shouldn't just be unionists, but they must be teachers of unionism, and they need to create a generation of students who support teachers and the movement of teachers for their rights. I mean, I don't know about you, but it seems to me what teachers should be doing, and I think most teachers agree with this, is they should be teaching about reading, math, science in basic curriculum, and not be doing propaganda or proselytizing about unions. They cite to this website, Indy Kids, which they say is a free newspaper for grades 4 to 7 on current news and world events from a progressive perspective and to inspire passion for social justice and learning. You go to this website, and you know what it has is, you know, their news stories are clearly not even news. I mean, it's, you know, saying George Bush is a war criminal, that he admitted torturing people, which never occurred. They talk about global warming and all these types of kind of left-wing ideas that they want a 10-year-old to essentially get their news from. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that needs to be kept out of the classroom, frankly. And then, you know, they have other links for teachers to use in terms of how to get around teaching standards and get to injecting politics and social justice and other progressive ideas into the curriculum so that they can start indoctrinating these kids on kind of liberal progressive ideas.
I went through a Catholic school system, and we were taught about unions. We were taught about here are the figures, here are these persons, here's what they've accomplished, and move on. It was kind of like something you would read in People magazine.
Well, sure. If you're talking about, you know, basic civics or social studies class, and you're going through, let's say, the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and you want to talk about the labor movement and the unrest and, you know, Cesar Chavez, I mean, those are all important historical things to talk about. There's no question that in the right context, that's a perfectly appropriate thing to teach about. That's not what this is about. This is about essentially going beyond that and getting really into kind of indoctrinating these kids to be, you know, pro-union and anti-free market, anti-worker choice. And it's just kind of an odd way for the OEA to essentially say, hey, this is what we should have our teachers be doing, as they complain that teachers don't have enough time because of all the testing, that they only want them now to start doing even more stuff. That's all essentially about defending the OEA's existence, which to me is just not what we want our teachers to do. And as a parent of the kids in public schools, I absolutely don't want my teachers focusing on that. I want them to teach them what my kids need to know to advance through the system and be prepared for the real world.
You talk about a link to Radical Math. What's that all about?
Yeah, this Radical Math website is you know, a resource for teachers to use, and it teaches them how to essentially inject politics into math lessons. They, you know, it says good math isn't the same as good politics, and it complains that, you know, current math books have good problems, but those problems don't have anything to do with politics, and that they want to inject politics, i.e. left-wing politics, into the math problems so that we don't do things like, you know, the train left Chicago traveling 65 miles an hour and arrived in Memphis. We're going to start talking about, you know, the death penalty and enhanced interrogation techniques and, you know, the greedy rich. And I guess those are the types of problems they want these kids to work on so that they can, again, covertly, you know, indoctrinate these kids through these kind of the use of social justice problems in math and other courses.
I was just going to bring that up. How to integrate social justice into a math class? That's a stretch.
It's a stretch, but this is what we're up against, and this is where the OEA and these other unions are just trying to kind of preserve their status quo by kind of creating an environment that's conducive and friendly to what they want to do. And here's the reality, right? These are 10-year-old kids that they want to indoctrinate. I mean, 10-year-old kids don't know. They're powerless against a teacher. They're not going to challenge a teacher. They don't know. They don't have a backdraft to say, but wait a minute, what about the downside of these unions and things like that? So you're really creating a captive audience that's a powerless audience, and they want. You know, again, I think most teachers would reject this. You know, obviously, I got the document because there are teachers who sent it to me saying this is ridiculous. It is ridiculous, and the OEA needs to stop trying to get into our curriculum and worry about the job they're supposed to do, which is, hey, defend their teachers, defend the rights of teachers as they have the power, and that's what they're supposed to do. But get out of the curriculum and get out of the classroom.
There you have it. Matt Mayer, BuckeyeInstitute.org, as the OEA is encouraging teachers to indoctrinate Ohio's kids.